you'd saw a cut off and then quarter it with a sledgehammer and wedges. And you then you split some out with an axe them days, because it's poplar, you know, and sassafras, stuff like that. Easy split. And then you'd cut the heart out of it, and then go down and cut off. Maybe the end of it would be as thick as my four fingers there. Then you have a fold that you put on there, and what you call a riving them. They call that riving boards or pickets either. Mm-hmm. You mash down on that hammer, and your board fly out of picket one. And some of them be as thick as your finger. Mm-hmm. Some would be thinner.
Did you ever call that palin fence?
Huh?
Would that be a palin fence?
Palin fence, yes.
Be the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about different kinds of...
We call it picket fence.
Picket fence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about the wire when it first came into use? Did you remember different kinds of wire for fences?
Well, woven wire, you mean? Uh-huh. Well, they had this, the best wire that's ever been here is that American wire. And, well, four bobs. I mean, the bob wire would be four bobs. All called American, but you don't get none of that now. It's cheaper wire. Of course, this, what I mean by the cheaper, it's not as good a wire as that. American wire. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what kind they have now. I haven't bought none in a long time. But it's not much wire to buy now.
Easier to come by. I'd like to ask you about different kinds of land. Do you remember how they used to clear land?
Oh, yeah. I used to clear with them. Take action, going to have a winter job, clearing hillsides and places like that. And went there and just saw them down to ground, chop them with axe, and carry it up and drag it out. There wouldn't be no big trees in it, it'd be just a lot of bushes and things as big as your leg, your arm, and clear it and be in stumps all in there, but you'd, when you, next spring, when you got ready to cultivate, you'd take a, what they call a shovel plow, go in and just streak it off, and drop your corn in there, and then come back with your shovel and cover it. And then, all you'd have to do is to work the middle, because, new ground, they call new ground, you know, and it would make without even working, yeah, they rich. Mm-hmm. People ruin their land now, fertilizing it. You can go put the crop in and not fertilize, and you wouldn't make nothing. You just kill the land. Fertilize.
Suppose the land had some water on it, how would you get the water off?
Well, what you call ditching. You have to ditch it. For instance, a little place out here, when we had mules, we'd take a what you call turn plow and plow out a ditch and another place and a ditch so the water would run off. Mm-hmm. And we used to use scoops, ditching. Each pair of mules to a scoop. And get in there and open it up, according to how big a ditch you'd want.